God damn it.
That one is for just the rudest shit. Just.
50%.
Why?
50% of your fucking health, bro.
Yeah, man. Counter hit. OP.
Yeah, man. Old school video games, brother.
It's good times, man. It's
good. Good times, good memories.
Good moments.
Like having your friends come over to your house and playing Tekken 2 for 6 hours straight.
Yep. Hey, Mom, can such and such come over? Bet.
Yeah.
Or, cool. Hey, can I go over such and such house? Bet.
Clickety clack. Clickety buttons. Buttons. No anger. No anger because neither of us knew what the fuck we were doing.
Like, I wish, like, I could have seen the perspective of a parent at that time, and you just walking by the room, you hear the clickety clacks, but then you hear the random noises from the character, just like, I'm like, you
punch.
Yeah, what the fuck going on in there? Y'all good?
No.
Falcon punch.
This nigga beat my ass.
Who the fuck said welcome punch? What the fuck happening in there?
What y'all doing down there? I'm the best.
Boom!
I'm Luigi. Number one.
or the parent that's like cool enough to join in. Like, oh, y'all playing them carts?
Y'all on carts? That, y'all on that cart, nigga? Mm-hmm. Man, we get in here, nigga. And then this nigga know how to play and shit.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, you play this shit more than me.
Hey, yo, how you drift like that, bro? Learn. Figure it out.
Do your googs.
You got them buttons there.
Do your googs, little nigga.
This is 1996. There was no Google.
I'm just good like that. Pussy. Pussy, bitch.
I read the manual.
Right. Ain't no YouTube. I'm just good like that.
I'm just good. I'm just talented. I'm a talented man, motherfucker.
Talent man, if you will.
Talent man. Skillman.
Skillman.
Michael Skillman. But we are shut up. We're back with another episode. Regular ass episode
of vibes, nigga. Fuck with us.
Right. We out here.
Nigga,
we out here doing stuff. I am Smoke Joe Star, aka Smoke Man Joe, aka Nat D20. And I've had a slow ass week.
The things that you actually like as you get older.
Yeah, man.
It's like, oh, man, you know, like, when you got all that energy and you're in your, like, early 20s and shit, you just want to do shit.
Like,
what the move? What's the function?
Right.
Where are we going?
Like, one of the most harrowing realizations that you can have as an adult is, like, the days get longer, but the years get shorter.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Some sad shit.
You blink and it's...
Oh, it's already almost May.
Nigga,
probably January was yesterday.
Like, it's like, no already count. Almost May, bro.
You know what is fucked up? When you go onto Facebook and you see motherfuckers dying and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, not even like actual close friends of yours or whatever. But
people
like,
you're aware of.
People you were associated with. Yeah,
acquaintances or like acquaintances, brothers and sisters.
Like, damn.
Like, damn. 38?
Yeah. Like that.
I'm 4 years away.
Like, right. And it's always like, just like the most random death too, man.
Yeah.
I was like,
damn, for real?
Motherfuckers in our age demographic just straight perishing. I'm like, in damn, dude.
Various ways, mm-hmm. whether it's like sickness or accident or malicious acts and shit. Like, it's all fucked up out here. Very harrowing.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
But we'll get more into that, man. John, go ahead, man.
Yeah, man. On a happier note, it's John. Hi, everybody.
Hello. Hey, John.
Hello, man.
It's a good day.
Nigger.
It's a good day. Had some therapy today.
Proud of you.
Had some fucking, you know, some good old talks. And, yeah, you know, looked around to see if there was anything that was worth talking about. Couldn't come up with shit, but I just remembered on the way in, it's like, so they're beefing, right? Fucking Drake and Kendrick.
The rap niggas.
Did this nigga really use an AI, Tupac, and Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, they're gonna sue him for that.
Hang on. Before we get into that, I'm gonna just quick intro.
Oh.
Hello.
There's our topic. There you go.
Hello. I am DJ Cobra at Super Cobra on socials. Find it. But yeah, go ahead, John.
No, that was a question, motherfucker.
I mean, like, yeah, you know what?
Like, I looked into it and I was like,
it's pretty.
Is that fucking legal at this point?
No, hell no.
I mean, we don't have laws surrounding this shit right now, so it's pretty much in the Wild West state.
I mean, to an extent, because like that is still somebody's like likeness.
Yep.
And like Tupac's fucking family, like his estate already said, yeah, nigga, we might sue that nigga for that shit.
But it's not like legitimately streaming anywhere either.
Right.
And I don't think they're going to put it out.
Can't, because then anywhere. You get distribution involved.
Exactly. Like the first disc is out on streaming, but the second disc, which was, it was a pretty good shock factor.
No.
Yeah.
I was amazed, and I was kind of split down the middle of the TaylorMade shit. Like, are we gonna talk about, I guess, the beef as a whole?
Sure, why not?
Okay, well, I guess we have to go all the way to the beginning. Drake and Kendrick they've effectively been throwing subs at each other for a long time. It's been speculated in like blogs and shit, you know, rapper with a voice, with a ghostwriter. Wow, with a voice writer. What the fuck happened? You know, people were saying, oh man, he's shooting at Drake. And then, you know, Drake being who he is and has existed as for the longest of times, where he's just always firing subs at people and whatnot. But everything comes to a head some weeks ago with the Like That verse, you know, coming after the first person shooter song between Drake and J. Cole. Oh yeah, you know, big three mentions, you know, K-Dot being assumed to be in those conversations, and Drake saying, no, fuck that, I don't care, in his verse. And you know, they're assuming that Like That is the reply to the first person shooter shit. And that shit has been number one every week, except for like, I think last week, since that shit dropped. And you know, the importance and I guess thing to really pay attention to is the fact that that verse is on a Future and Metro song. And Future, you know, he used to work with Drake regularly. And What a Time to Be Alive literally came out and was a heralded project. So it's just very crazy that it's just a sudden turncoat with a lot of people that have worked with Drake publicly recently. Like The Weeknd, he's on the We Don't Trust You album. And I think the We Still Don't Trust You thing, which I still haven't properly listened to. Like taking shots at Drake. And Rick Ross, who some of his best work has
been with fucking Drake,
ends up dissing Drake as well.
I was about to say, nigga, the song that we quote probably the most out of everything
for you. I just need time. And
that
time.
Nigga just keep going after the fact. He keep calling that nigga white boy. I mean, that's the funniest part
to
me. Champagne
moments. For 3 minutes, Rick Ross called that nigga a white boy. It wasn't like crazy bars, but just insinuations more than anything. Like, he's going for reputation there.
White boy? White man. White nigga.
You want to go out here and smoke with the niggas? You want to smoke with the niggas?
Did he imply that like Drake had like ab implants too or something like that? Yeah.
Very, very nasty work. But hey, you know, when niggas are in diss mode, or at least how the rules used to be, there used to be no rules.
Right.
And it is grimy and disrespectful as you feel you need to get. Like, J. Cole had put a diss against Kendrick on his latest project. It was about, maybe, what, 2 weeks? 2-3 weeks ago now. And, you know, I thought the diss was good in the fact that, okay, it's a diss and it's directed at someone. Not in the fact that he didn't really go low or whatever. But, you know, upon further review, you know, it wasn't really too much energy. It almost felt like it was like government mandated. Like, yeah, let me go ahead and put this at the end of the album because I know niggas gonna check for it. And then, you know, he came out and apologized like that weekend that it dropped. And that diss is actually off streaming right now. So. There's that. Might delete later.
It's all streaming, but it's never gone.
Yeah, you know.
You know niggas snatch that shit up.
You post on the internet, there is an archive of it somewhere.
Some fucking where.
It doesn't matter what you do or what level of post and delete you do.
Poop.
So, yeah. I was kind of, like, miffed. Like, can we go back to the moment where J. Cole apologized. Mm-hmm. Like, how did y'all feel at that moment? Even though I know y'all don't really care about that nigga like that. Like, did y'all have any feeling whatsoever? Man,
I laughed.
Yeah, I mean, I was basically laughing too. It was like, if you're gonna diss somebody,
yeah,
stick to it.
Yeah, 10 toes down. Stand on business or whatever.
That's how I felt about it. Because I'm like, bro, why even put the song out?
If you was just going to take the shit back.
That was a lot of effort to put in on something that you're going to take off of streaming services.
7 minutes of dissing one nigga.
And then apologize for it. Like, that's like, a lot of recording. That's a response and mixing. To a
verse, too.
It's like, yeah, you know what? That's not me. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this, because I was initially disappointed. And then when I heard the Drake song, the first one, I'm like, you know what? I now understand why this nigga apologized. Because niggas are being hella messy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't even know if it's like really, really too much shit with J. Cole. That nigga ain't really been in no bullshit for real.
Not for real. I mean, hell yeah, it's kind of accolades to his name. Like, he bought Diddy.
Yeah.
If anything, that nigga might be a hero out there.
All right.
Like, you fought Diddy to protect Kendrick or some shit. Like, you know, that's what the rumor is.
Mm.
And, like, he seemed to just be a reasonably decent dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you put out the Kevin's Heart song. Oh, I was cheating on my wife. I'm like, bro, nigga, you're a famous person. That's what y'all do. I'm like, I'm not really going to hold that against y'all. I don't, you know, I'm not going to be like, hey, you know. But whatever. It don't seem like he's a diddler or nothing too crazy. Now, like, just had a thought.
What was that?
But I lost it.
Damn.
Like, it was like right there.
Stupid ass.
Man.
But like, the whole thing really like came to a head with me when I was just like, this nigga Chris Brown showed up dissing Quavo from now, Amigos.
This is where I'm like, I'm not tapping in.
And I was just like, okay, so like basically what's going on is niggas have been holding on to their feelings for years, and this is an opportunity, or the climate's right to kind of get that shit out in any manner that you feel.
I'm glad you said that. The climate is right.
Yeah.
Because we gotta go to the root cause a lot of this shit, man. Because, like, have y'all noticed that there's an abundance of mainstream acts that you recognize that are going touring this year?
Mm-hmm.
It's an abundance of niggas that are going touring. And, you know,
probably with some albums on the way.
Of course. But I say that to say, I think economically, we are headed towards some really bad shit.
Mm. Think so?
Yes.
Like as a society or like rap?
As a society.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. No, 100%. We do that.
Niggas know that. But the fact that these wrestling type antics are happening before our very eyes.
Oh, yeah. Niggas out here trying to get heat, turning heel and shit.
Exactly. They're bringing attention to their products. Niggas are going touring en masse. Like, it's telling. Like, we see Karrueche's feet on fucking social media. Trying to direct people to OnlyFans. I'm like, nah, this is bad.
Yeah.
There are two rap niggas right now trading verses because they're mad about their interactions with this lady that is showing feet on the internet.
The fuck?
Craziest timeline.
Niggas are going broke.
Like, fam, it's like COVID and its consequences.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, shit just ain't been the fucking same. I was like, nigga, it used to, like, the most recent beef that came to mind before all this shit was Pusha T and Drake.
And it was like
that, and that was targeted.
We didn't have economical repercussions too behind
this. There wasn't a fallout over that. It was them niggas, they did what they had to do. Pusha T dropped the story of Addy Don. He didn't win, but like, that shit was on the billboards for a long-ass time.
He beat that nigga. He beat that nigga. Like, he won the beef. Now, did that translate into sales for that nigga? Not really.
Not for real.
No. But, like, you know, he has that distinction as the nigga that, you know, slapped Drake across the face.
Right.
To where, like, he had to, like, call in mob ties.
Yeah.
Hey, J. Prince. Help.
help.
Help me.
And it's so funny, like, seeing, you know me, nigga. I'm always like, I'll look at what's going on, and then I'll look at how people react to what's going on.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm just like, at this point, I've said it over the course of this podcast, like, you know, I've gone through all the stages of grief with people and their media literacy, and now people are saying, like, why the fuck is Kendrick going after Drake? He ain't, I ain't never heard nobody, again, here we go with this bullshit, I ain't never heard nobody say turn on that Kendrick. I'm like, my nigga, we still rapping ADHD.
I'm like, there's
a 13-year-old song. There's
revisionist history there.
On top of that, like, I'm willing to admit, like, Drake is probably gonna chart more consistently and more easily than Kendrick, but to say that that nigga's a better rapper than Kendrick, or even a better artist, really, is fucking lunacy.
Artist-wise, I don't have him beating Kendrick out. Rap-wise, still have Kendrick over Drake, but
every time,
I'm gonna be real here. Drake is actually good at what he does.
Yeah, he knows, like, he knows the lane.
Like, yeah, like, he's good at what he does.
He knows his fucking lane.
Like, the diss songs that he had put out, they're good, in my opinion, for the fact that they're rude, they're disrespectful, there's vitriol. Like, the passive-aggressive shit works well for that.
Yeah, because you gotta keep a balance of, like facts and vitriol.
He's a petty person.
He is.
So, like, all of this shit is really up his alley. And he's not dumb. Like, he might play dumb, but he's not dumb.
Yo.
Uh-huh.
It's all coming together. What you said, like you said earlier, like, all these niggas touring.
Yep.
All of this is just free promo.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's just all free promo. Niggas is boosting each other.
Yes, they are.
It's
might be cool in a group chat. Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
No. Come on now. It's a work.
You know this shit. It's all a work. This shit is scripted as hell.
Like, yeah.
Who the fuck had Chris Brown beefing with Quavo on their 2024 bingo card?
I didn't.
Like, nobody did.
I still haven't really listened to, like, the shit over there. Because,
I ain't listened to it either.
Because I don't take Chris Brown seriously as a rapper. And I don't take Quavo by himself seriously as a rapper either.
Like, I just been seeing the media posts, man. Like, that's really what I do. Like, when I get bored enough,
and
I'm like,
beefing over hoes, bro. I'm like, that's not...
The bitches.
There's nothing for me to glean from that. I'm like, y'all call that woman, y'all... Y'all
work that shit out, man.
Y'all grown.
Y'all making somehow the two of y'all and y'all's bullshit is making all males look bad. I don't understand it. Like, I will never get that shit.
There's people that's like grabbing onto that, and I'm like, y'all got it. I'll take y'all word for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cool. Whatever.
I do not care about no Christopher Brown.
I'm like, he can spit a Jay Electronica caliber verse, and I still wouldn't give a fuck
about
it.
Would not listen to that shit at all.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Like, bro, that nigga be crumping. Yeah. that nigga be crumping, brother.
He gonna be crumping like that one, I forgot the name of the series. Wait, Bring It On, like that one Bring It On movie. That movie's a fucking treat.
Did you go back and watch that shit? The second one? Okay.
Not the second one. Like, my girl, like, she told me about, like, the series. Apparently, there's, like, the first one, which was, you know, the one that started it all. And apparently,
the
sequel that still had, like, a movie production budget.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, everything else was, like, straight to DVD.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, after the fucking. I don't even remember the subtitle for it. Was it like All or Nothing or some shit?
No, All or Nothing. That's the one that I watched. That's the one with Solange and the Disney girl. I forgot her name.
Hayden. Was it Hayden Panettiere?
No. I think it was.
Maybe.
That shit was funny as hell for the worst reasons.
The okay white girl. Never getting over that shit. That shit is a core memory.
That shit is Chappelle Show level racist, like, in terms of humor.
This motherfucker is not dancing. None of these niggas are dancing.
Funny, so.
Fucking the consequences of Step Up.
I think that was like right before Step Up.
It was right after. I think it was right after.
When did Step Up drop?
2006 or 2007.
Because, like, if it was 2007, then, like, hang on. Step Up.
I'm not the stepfather. I'm the father that stepped up.
Call me Piccolo.
I'm the Channing Tatum of fathers.
Same year. Same year. They dropped the same year.
Okay.
All or Nothing and stuff.
Because I'm like, my nigga, that you gotta, you're trying to like bite off a movie with actual dancing ass niggas and do it on a fucking Disney budget and script, and it ain't happening.
You can't do none of that shit on a Disney budget.
It's like this motherfucker out there dancing like I used to when I was 4.
God.
Same exact moves. Like, fam, what are we doing?
That's what Chris Brown gonna do to Quavo next.
He's gonna challenge that nigga to a crump battle?
Nah, he's just gonna show up to where he is and just start dancing. Just start him crumping, aggressively. Start dancing.
Like those fucking protesters.
You already know it. Get that nigga Pepsi, man.
Double mint gum. Used to play that shit in the movie theaters, brother. You were a household name at one point.
All you had to do was not be crazy. All you had to do was keep your ass to yourself. Like, chill out. But you know what I'm saying?
Nigga.
Anyways.
Fumble. Niggas to do. Fumble.
Niggas are waiting on Kendrick. You know, he hasn't released anything since like that. And people are just changing. Like, both sides of the people that are invested in the Drake Kendrick shit have been changing goalposts constantly. Mm. And I'm like, just wait for that nigga to just drop at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, if he does, that's pretty much going to be where that shit ends for me. I don't know what y'all
like,
going to
like
do.
For rap beef, I feel like he has to drop because he did provoke them and responded to the first person shooter shit.
Right.
And I believe he will. Like, I've been seeing rumors that like he's dropping an album next month and stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay. In true Kendrick fashion, he's going to respond on his own time and on his own terms.
Yeah.
And I can't help but respect it because, you know, Ether, the response to Takeover, came out months and months later after that shit. And when it landed, the rest is history.
Legendary.
When you're not desperate, you can just take your time.
You do what you want to, man.
It's kind of a flex that he got that much vitriol going off of a verse. Again!
Yeah.
Again!
That nigga's fucking ego.
Like, he moves the needle. They try to say, deflated. Oh, yeah, it takes you forever to drop. I'm like, well, he seems to sell well enough.
Right.
And that nigga won a Pulitzer Prize. Come on, man.
Like, Pulitzer.
That was my argument. I was like, bro, do you know how many musicians, let alone rappers, have won fucking Pulitzer? That's a journalist award, nigga.
Exactly.
You don't get shit like that for music production.
Nigga is gonna win a Mark Twain award or something.
Right. This motherfucker finna be on the New York bestsellers list for an album.
A Kennedy award.
And niggas be talking about J-Lo. He sells a lot more. I'm like, McDonald's sells millions of burgers every day, motherfucker.
That shit still ain't better than Roots, Chris.
Right.
Benihana's.
Like,
fuck, nigga.
Let's be relax. For real, man. Let's wait for the bars, see what happens.
Y'all gotta stop equating everything to sales, man.
Mm. I'm like, if you have not seen the current climate of people's media literacy, you should just sit down and scroll a couple of your timelines.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's the problem, though, right? Like, the fucking sales is the equivalent of likes and comments.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. If whoever has the most of whatever is the one that's automatically right,
they get the prize.
Oh, yeah.
History is dictated by the winners. And if the winners can, you know, sabotage the process.
Hate that shit.
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Hate that shit, man.
But, you know, I've been trying to remain as neutral as I can. And by doing that, Drake did actually get some points for me. I'm like, this nigga did rap and at a fast clip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I can't say that nigga does not rap and does not show up when it's time to rap, because he does it and he shows up immediately.
Nigga had to lock in.
I can't take that away from him. But I feel like that might be his undoing. He don't need to put out no more songs after that. AI assisted or AI tool or whatever.
Yeah.
Because one, he might get sued, and two, he's gonna look like Dio when he was falling apart when the Joe Stars got the drop on his ass. Start looking crazy and desperate.
Oh!
But.
Oh!
I don't know if y'all have anything else to add to that one.
It's just an interesting situation.
Niggas are trying to maximize their money. I will say that much.
Yeah.
But
yes. Correct.
But I guess my remaining question, truly, is what the fuck did Drake do to make these niggas that mad?
Nothing at all. That they said, all he said was fuck the big three, it's just big me. That's a confident statement.
I don't think, no, this is beyond songs at this point. Like, I compare Drake to the main character in Training Day. With Denzel's character. Mm. Fucking Alonzo.
Like, you've been pissing a lot of people off for a long time.
Exactly. Because, like, you know his role in Training Day. He's the crooked cop that's just been running around like he's Pac.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets himself into a jam that he can't quite get himself out of. But he normally has everybody under his thumb. Like the fucking Pyrus. So I got him all under my thumb. Don't come here without me.
Oh, okay. All right.
And got him peak fucking Ava Mendez at the crib with his illegitimate son vibing. What did Drake do to make them niggas that mad? Because, like, why are niggas clicking up seemingly out of nowhere to say fuck this nigga?
We've been wanting to for a long time.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know what? Aggression. We don't have to work with you no more, nigga. Fuck you. We don't need you no more, so... Yeah, white boy.
White man.
White man.
Mark.
White out.
Like, if it's over more women shit, I'm just going to shake my head some more and keep it moving.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it is with some of those niggas.
Speaking of women shit, there's been a... I don't know. How active are you niggas on TikTok?
Not at all.
Really? Some funny shit on TikTok, man.
It do be funny shit.
It's funny as fuck.
I don't be making time
while
for
it lasts.
It.
Yeah, got 9 months for that shit.
Yeah.
But before I get into like what I actually wanted to say, Big Biden signed a fucking law bill.
Apparently has a stand. Bill.
Shut up, man. That says that TikTok's parent company has to divest in 9 months or the app's going to be banned from the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And basically being banned from the U.S. means that you might as well shut the fucking app down because this is where all the good shit comes from. I'm going to just say that any other day is fuck this country. But like when it comes to like, you know, making things big or getting things to the point of superstardom, ain't nobody doing it like us, nigga. What's like the biggest British trend? Yeah, nobody knows. It's not fuck y'all. Oh. Y'all's food always looks cold. Fuck the UK, nigga. 1776.
These colors don't run
right. Bars and stars, fuck nigga. But like I see
TikTok as you know it though.
Yeah, but there's a trend going on now. Like again with the lady folk.
Hey.
And it's like...
They're shaking ass?
They're not setting themselves on fire, are they?
Nigga, if they were, would we be talking about it? Like, fuck no.
Fair.
Of course there's a false equivalence and fucking confirmation bias point trying to be made. And it's like, would you feel safer in the woods with a bear or a dude?
Oh, God. Seriously?
I wish I was joking. I'm no, so badass.
That sounds about right.
I'm 100% serious.
That's so...
And the responses won't shock you because, you know, apparently the fairer sex has never seen a fucking bear.
I was about to say, why don't you go into the woods and find out?
It's not even like this specific trend. It's the thought process behind the trend. And I'm so tired of doing like root cause analysis for like day-to-day shit. So there was one video that started all that shit, and it's like, you know, we're taking the worst things that men have done to women and conflating them to the fact that we would probably never run into a bear in the woods.
Right.
And smushing those together. And I'm like, you know, men kill other people for sport. We don't.
Yeah.
So like you're talking to like less than a fraction of a percent of the population about that one. A bear will kill you every time.
Exactly.
I don't know if y'all knew.
Oh, yeah.
But a bear will smoke your shit every single time. They can run up to 35 or 40 miles per hour.
They can climb trees.
You're going to get
very
caught.
Strong. Swimmers.
It is a freight train with a brain.
Yeah. Like, with a fucking jaws and claws.
Versus a dude. You, brother.
Just a guy.
I just want to do, very basic math. You could take a random woman and a random man, drop them in the woods for 24 hours, and the likelihood that both of them survive unharmed or unassaulted is infinitely higher than dropping a woman in the woods with a bear.
Yep.
And you will not have that same result.
Yeah, no, the outcome won't be the same at all. It's a fucking bear.
How the fuck are these the conclusions that we're coming to, though?
The internet, chronically online people.
And it, yes.
Yeah.
Go outside.
Yes, go outside and experience an actual man and then an actual bear. Being in the same fucking vicinity as a bear puts you in a survival situation every time, guaranteed.
You gonna play dead? Are you gonna throw some salmon or something? What you gonna do?
You can how you feel does not translate into what actually is. And I need people, not just women. I need people to understand that shit. Like you're trying to see something that does not exist, or if it does exist, exists at a limited capacity, and set that as the norm so you can feel justified in your behaviors and treatments.
Your behaviors, your treatments, your fucking negative, I don't want to say bigotry, that's too strong a word.
No.
Just your preconceived notions. I don't know, man. I almost feel like it's fake.
You would until you see
some level of pages, satire or something.
And pages of videos of people agreeing with this shit.
Like at the last women's meeting, because they have meetings.
Not the last
women's meeting. You know, because they get together. They are a fucking,
they're a monolith.
Yeah, they're a monolith.
I've let a lot of that go. If y'all want to be, if you want to be afraid of things, whatever.
That. I get where you're coming from, and I understand, but, we have to share a planet with these people.
Yeah.
And I don't even feel like I'm smart enough to, not attach that to all women.
Yeah.
It's literally just the people. When I say that, it's literally just the people I've seen.
Yeah, fucking crazy.
TikTok.
But, the fact that this is,
a trend at all.
It's a trend.
Yeah.
It's big enough to be a trend. There's no... I can't fathom, looking at some of the bad things, that a particular group has done, and then treating everybody in that group like they've done those bad things. Mm. Let's just treat all Germans like they're Hitler.
Yeah.
Let's just do that.
But they
shit.
Would call out the same shit if it was against black people.
Yeah.
The same
yeah.
people would do the yeah. exact same. They would call that shit out if somebody were to say that all black people were violent.
Yeah.
But they don't make the same recognition when it comes towards dudes and bears, apparently. I don't get it.
Nah, you got it. Go kick it with Kuma out there, bro. You got it.
Yeah. About that, niggas want to play Tekken and shit.
Kick it with Panda. Matter of fact, you see a red panda. Go hug it.
Duck the back one, too.
Don't even worry about it. You good.
Promise.
I don't know what the fucking fascination is with, wild animals, too. A dude
or a
bear.
You know what it is. You're overthinking it. I know you're smart enough to know what it is, but you're not putting those two together. Yeah. You know exactly what it is. You know exactly what it is, John.
My man,
we're animals. We're subhuman.
Man, put them true cat or true crime podcast down for
doubly so because we're black. You would have been. I could be full blown gay, and you motherfuckers would be scared of me.
Dropped me in the woods. Now I just have to kill women. Now.
Right.
Damn.
I just have to murder. I got to murder bitches. Apparently,
I can't believe it. Damn.
That's crazy. It's so conflation is out of control, bro. I would feel safer with the bear. No, yeah. the fuck you wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah, kick it with a bear. It's fine.
So, so if I just,
I'm
like,
not offended at all.
If I gave a nuclear bomb a pair of working legs and sentience, you telling me you would feel safer with that shit than a than a random guy, yes. bro?
Yeah.
Don't you know
that makes sense to me?
Yeah, what, that makes sense.
What one random guy did?
Shout out Third Strike
at some time.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know that means that every man is potentially like we has to, potential. The craziest one I saw is like every man is a potential rapist.
That's not true.
Yeah,
that's just not. That's just a lie. It's just not.
Yeah,
I've never once. never once thought, man. You know what? I'm gonna take that shit.
Right, you know what I should take out? Like,
right, like that. That thought has never entered my brain.
I don't really have too much of a family, and I'm gonna lose the rest of it.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, crash out. I can think of so much better shit to crash out over than pussy. Like
the bears.
Let's be real, bro. Like, shut the fuck up, man. Like, there's just so much shit in my life that I feel like would be a justified crash out situation rather than be like, hey, this girl don't want to fuck me.
Well,
I'm about to fuck her.
Now I'm about to fuck anyway.
Like,
instead of working through my rejection, you know, shit, I don't forgot. RSD, that shit. Instead of working through my rejection sensitivity,
oh, okay.
I'm just going to, you know, kill everyone.
Yeah. I was about to say, like, I got turned down. Time to murder motherfuckers.
Come on, bro. Just hold the L, man. Go work out in the gym for a couple weeks, man. Come back.
Nigga, understand and feel your feelings.
Yeah.
Then go to the gym. Because, like, if you just go to the gym, nigga, you just going to be a swole ass, sad nigga. Like, I not saying that it's not valid. Because
it really is.
Nigga, health is wealth. But, like, I hate motherfuckers that are like, hey man, I'm having some problems. Go to the gym. Okay, cool. I lost 50 pounds, nigga, but I'm still like,
I still feel
very,
like shit.
I'm still very reactionary when, you know, people say or do shit around me. Like,
I can't outlive my trauma. Let's say it that way.
Right, you can't.
Yeah.
I was about to say, like, you niggas just have like repressed feelings and repressed trauma. And think, cause like you fucking shredded it, that just solves all of it.
Yeah, so. I mean, but how swole are you to block the bullets?
Well, it's like, niggas is not bulletproof, G.
Like,
you just gonna be a swole, sad ass nigga.
Look inward, N-word. Come on, man.
You just solved racism.
There you go. People are too dumb. I don't believe in them, so I'm just here.
I don't believe in black people.
I'm.
That's how we solve racism.
I'm truly in my cynical era. Like, I've hit that point. I'm like, you know what? Motherfuckers are gonna do what they do.
Yep.
I'ma do what I'ma do.
What I'ma do. And that's it. I'm like, nigga, there is like, I just never like got the need to fucking, you know, chase trends or external validation, bro. Because I'm like, nigga, there's no opinion I value more than my own, especially about my fucking self. Like, nigga, what are we doing?
I mean, but look at the trends now.
Yeah.
It's man versus bear. That's the trend.
I'm like, go kick it with the bear. Like, hey, cool, listen, man. Go kick it with the bear.
I won't be offended. Like, you're not hurting me.
Yeah, no.
Like, that really is perfectly fine, man. Like, it's all good. Have fun out there.
Like, I just...
Bring some honey with you.
Like that's one of the most egregious ones that I've heard or seen in recent memory, man. Like,
hey man,
I'll take the bear.
Like going big on social media, like you gotta just keep going bigger and bigger and bigger till the site inevitably gets bought by Elon Musk and ruined.
Fam, I've seen how y'all react to a dog that moves too fast.
Bruh.
You cool with a bear?
A fucking roach crawls across the goddamn wall.
No, even better. Let it fly.
Yeah. Let a spider land on your shit.
Oh my, you just hear gunshots in the back. Goo-goo! Baby, what happened?
I don't know, go figure it out.
Baby? Oh, hell no.
Go figure it out. Go out there. Get your gun.
Like,
this is what you men are built for. Now, what I was going to say was, like, the fascination with wild animals and like, the idea that animals are, like, your friends.
They don't have there the concept to, of friendship.
Like, this concept that, like, you can just go out. I think it's just because people have pet too many wild cats that have been just walking down the street.
And they think like go bears. Find a lynx and they kick it with it.
Bears or like
just naturally friendly animals.
Yeah, just like a motherfucking wild animal won't bite you.
The irony of that is like the black bears are actually the friendliest ones.
Exactly.
You That's can, very nice.
You
That's
can kind of keep those right. as pets, but.
I'm not gonna lie, I do.
They don't usually live in the goddamn forest. Like
I
that,
do want right. to hug a black bear cub at some point.
I mean, bears.
I'm gonna get one. I'm gonna buy one.
They're precious.
I like bears. Like, bears are like the coolest.
Look at the bears. Look at the bears.
Yeah. I wish we had domesticated them in our history, but you know why?
That would be pretty fucking tight. Not gonna lie.
That'd be sick as shit.
That'd be sick as shit if we could all actually have a Kuma. Hey, yo. You wanna know something?
Yo, Shane, can I bring my
it's
bear
pretty
over?
Hard to domesticate a fucking bear.
Yeah.
Because they're killing machines.
They are actual murder machines.
They are walking tanks.
It's not like when you get in the water and a shark, like, mistakes you for food. Like, sharks don't even like humans, nigga. Like, that's just, yep. so, like,
Ew.
Stone cold fact. Like, sharks are more terrified of us than we are of them. It's like,
as
what
they
is,
should be.
What is this? What are you?
Ew!
Oh, okay. Ew! I don't... Okay, I don't like you. Bears will kill shit that... Bears kill other bears.
Exactly.
Like if we want to talk about equivalence, like, nigga...
What's up, cuz?
We don't hunt each other for sport most of the time.
Right.
Bears will go kill other bears and then kill their cubs. Just cuz.
Yeah.
Like, it's no provocation whatsoever.
Here's how fucked up bears are. Nah. Bears break into your fucking... Like, if you're camping, right?
Mm-hmm.
A bear breaks into your campsite, eats human food. As soon as that fucking happens, you have to tell, like, the marshal or whatever so that they go get that bear and put it down.
Yeah.
Because if they fucking eat human food, they're only, like, a few steps away from just straight up...
Eating people.
Nice.
It's like, that's the kind of animal you're dealing
Wait
with.
Wait a minute. You smell like McDonald's. Come here, nigga.
Boo! Put it right on his forehead.
this is the same scope that smoked that gorilla nigga at one point. Digs out for Rambi.
Yeah!
You know how rude that is? Like, just put a silencer on anything.
Yeah. On a fucking DMR. Take a bear out from like 300 meters and he never heard it.
But you just...
That's all you hear,
know,
bro.
I say a beehive. I'm gonna go get that shit. Never mind.
Oh!
I got a headache that won't go away.
I am deceased. What happened to my eyes?
I was alive, and now I'm not.
Mama, get up!
Damn, bro, my brain cold.
No! No! Mom!
Shit, my feet won't warm up.
I was just hungry.
Yeah, so was the shell, fuck, nigga. Yeah.
Had your name on it.
762's gotta eat. Man. Oh, my fucking God.
Cynical era, man.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Thriving in it. Thriving in that shit, cause nothing is serious. Like, you get to the point where you realize like everything is unserious.
Everything is unserious and you just corrupt.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Sick.
I don't feel bad.
I'm not following none of these rules, nigga. Right,
whatever.
Like it's so funny to like to reach that point and then see other people reach it.
Yes, sir.
Cause I'm like, there are certain things. You know, that I feel like everybody should be doing. Like, you should be, like, striving to be as healthy as possible.
Take care of yourself.
Making as much money as possible. Mm-hmm. But, like, this whole, like, being a good person shit or being a good citizen shit is,
that
like...
played out. Niggas getting priced cooked. Out of that. Getting priced
is,
out.
That mm-hmm. shit is... cooked, like, nigga. Lie on every form, gang.
Like, do what it you gotta do what to get ahead for. And stay ahead.
Yeah, lie on every for every application.
Yep.
Every single one. Apartment, job, loans.
Non-compete agreements have been phased out.
Good. I can't wait for like this whole at will shit to get phased out. I hope that's next, honestly. Like, nigga, the Department of Transportation and Federal Trade Commission, like, those niggas is like 2012 Wade and LeBron, honestly. Because, like, the FTC dropped the non-compete shit. It was like, well, nigga, you can fucking work wherever you want to. And then Department of Transportation is like, hey, airlines, y'all have to give full refunds if a person's flight gets canceled, delayed, or you lose their luggage.
Yeah.
You have to I would have had a free flight last year.
Fuck. Full refunds.
They could have passed that shit last year before DreamCon.
It's like them niggas, yeah. It's like them niggas are trying to give you the options. Like, we could put you on another flight at no charge. Nah. Give it a refund. I'm going to book a cheaper one.
Give me my money back.
I'm going to Spirit.
I'm going
to
walk home somehow.
I'm going to teleport.
Walk in the ocean, man.
Right. Run across it, bro.
Sorry, catch a Greyhound from here to Japan.
Bro, Greyhound Air. Brother, we about to just gave them niggas a billion dollar idea.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah, man, you got $50. We'll take you from here to fucking Australia. The first, like, 1,000 passenger plane. Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
Have y'all been listening to anything besides the dish music before we go?
The same shit I always listen to. Same artists, anyway. Like, it's like most of them niggas and drop some shit. Fucking Strawberry Guy, Larry June. Wait on a nigga Mac DeMarco to put something out, but oh man,
I ain't been listening to shit.
Here's y'all's homework, bro. Go listen to Anything in Return.
I've still been listening to that Jungle album last year. Jungle.
Is that the artist or is that the artist, the genre? Oh, okay. Yes. I was like, I don't think I've heard of that.
Oh, artist. Man. Hey, listen, you're going to fuck with it. Like, no word. Their entire work. I'm just going to send you like the all folder for their shit that they have on Spotify.
Bet.
They put that shit out there.
Because like I've been on a wave lately myself, bro. And I'm going to drop that shit in the group chat after we done.
Sure.
But like, bruh, it's some good shit out there, man. It really is.
Yeah, sure. And any Rare Nigga nominations?
Reggie Bush.
You know what? Yeah.
Got his Heisman Trophy back.
We have lived long enough.
I was about to say, what the fuck happened?
To see Reggie Bush get his shit back. He dated Kim Kardashian, realized, you know what? There's a million bitches that look like that. Yeah. And he's just been with the Kardashian lookalike ever since.
Yep.
Yep.
I was like, what's the current model, Ruby Rose?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I was like, that's the...
Sorry with Drewski, niggas hating. And I'm like, well, he's funny and rich.
Yeah.
Kind of a very...
Fat niggas should not have bad bitches. That's...
He is funny
the rule.
And rich.
That's really the rule. And fat.
He's fat, rich, black, crispy. But I'm like, he's rich. If you're rich, you can pull damn near anybody you want to from that kind of lifestyle.
And, like, being genuinely funny, not, like, just funny online.
That's the icing on the cake, probably. Right.
I'm honestly surprised it took him this long to get with somebody somebody of that caliber, anyway.
He probably knocking him out.
Oh, yeah,
out
for
there.
Sure. No, he out there slaying the fucking, you know, crabs and slimes and skeletons shit.
Like, most famous niggas got sex addictions and shit.
That nigga got a weapon.
Hey, have fun, man.
Ruby Weapon.
Like, he is legit changing comedy.
Nigga funny, man.
One skit at a time.
Like, that nigga's hilarious.
Like, he don't gotta do stand-up. It's crazy. Yeah. But, you know, that feels like another episode and another conversation.
Yeah, till like 4 years from now, it's like, man, my heart ain't in it no more, so I'm gonna start making music. The inevitable comedian pipeline, brother. Like, always
stamped. He is definitely transitioning into acting.
That's
But like Lou Ratchet, I saw his video the other day. Yeah. I am no longer making skits. I'm like, damn. But like he put out an all-timer though. They got your mans.
He put out a bunch of them.
But like he has the all-timer.
They got your man on sex assault.
They got
charges.
Your mans.
That shit finna do numbers to infinity.
Shout
nigga.
Out to Diddy, nasty fuck.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And your friends.
Nothing. So far, nothing has come of that, which is...
Don't worry. There's cases and shit that, okay, that's got to proceed.
Niggas is building the case. We got to get this Trump shit done at first.
Yeah. Shit, if it happens.
Yeah, they keep trying to stall this nigga out. I was like, yeah,
I don't know what the fuck is happening president-wise. Like,
I ain't even looked at no candidates. Yeah. I haven't even seen any candidates.
It is
like,
literally the run back.
Yeah. The rematch.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you know what? Ain't no point in even trying to go for president this year, brother. These niggas finna duke it out again.
I'm like, we got Biden in the middle of all of this shit that's happening versus Trump that seems to just be getting rehabilitated in the media in the middle of a trial.
In the middle of a trial, yeah. I mean, but what is it that he said? You know, black people like criminals, so it'll probably boost his numbers.
It's fucked up because, like, I've seen so many free Young Thug tweets that I don't even know if I could disagree.
Right.
Because I said free Young Thug.
Yeah. And they ain't murdered nobody I know, so.
I like the box, man. I mean, Gunna out, so it's whatever. I don't care.
Right. We got something.
I'm like, the nigga that was doing the better part of that career is out of jail. So, whatever. Have fun, Gunna.
All right. Great. Great work.
Good times.
Yeah.
See, talking to your friends, like, time just evaporates.
It does. It's already been almost a fucking hour.
Glad to, you know, work with my niggas and shit. It's love always a friends. Good time.
Love y'all. Get
kicking
over
it with the familiar.
Get over to the fucking Patreon, man.
Nigga.
It's $5.
$5.
$5, Custer.
A lot of things have gone up in price, but the Patreon has not
stayed the same. We are unaffected.
We have
by
not switched
inflation.
Up on y'all. Yep. We got some of the best and or wildest content that you can ever hear in your lifetime.
Yes.
Tap in with us.
Oh God.
Listen and go on these journeys with us.
God, I'm gonna get a career out of this shit.
See? Like, my nigga is, he's about to leave us behind, but, like, you know what?
That's not never. Never leave my niggas behind. Brother, I can hit the lottery tomorrow.
Both
of
you know, niggas are getting texts.
I'm changing everybody. Take that back. Changing everybody in this house currently's lives.
Like, I know the exact people I'm breaking bread with.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. It's like, niggas is finna be able to afford whatever the fuck they want forever. Like, I need you niggas to understand, bro. Like, in perpetuity, five ever. I'm gonna go to the bank and, like, just start knocking shit over.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm slapping the teller across the face.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna ask for a loan.
Right. I was like,
bitch.
Let me pull up your account. I want a $500 million loan today.
I'm clearly good for it. Look at the account.
And I'm not finna
look
pay
at the account,
it back.
Pussy.
I'm not finna pay it back.
Look at the account.
I'm not finna pay it back.
Nigger.
Okay,
I'm not finna pay it back.
What's your account number? I'm not finna pay it back.
What's your account number? Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
I know
somebody out there like it.
Just give me the loan. I'm not finna pay it back.